Thanks for tuning in to Go Seniors Radio. Your program will be coming right up right after this.
Want a professional to build your website for you? You got it. Go to www.slg123.com. Do you want a design that's uniquely yours? Do you find the prospect of creating your own website too time-consuming or intimidating? We can help you there, too. SLG web design teams of professional website design consultants can design and create a website to your specifications, giving it a well-designed professional look that will really make it stand out. Search engine optimization, SEO. We fine-tune website content in order for search engines to index your site under the relevant keywords or key phrases. Contact us at our website, www.slg123.com, for more information. That is all one word, www.slg123.com.
Lower your overhead with Pinnacle at pinnaclemedicalbilling.com. First Pan Associates.
Welcome to Go Seniors Radio Tuesdays. I'm Scott Lowe, along with Patrick DePaula. We're glad you are here. Many of you join us each and every Tuesday because we have a lot of information for senior care providers. And we've talked over the, I don't know how many shows we've done now, but each and every Tuesday we are here for you. We talk about products and services and ideas. We discuss things that would be of interest to you. And on today's program, and we spend just a half an hour every Tuesday, a half an hour so that you can eat a sandwich, have some soup, something to eat along with the show. We just take a half an hour, and we try to rush through a lot of the information here so we don't take a big chunk out of your day. But we are going to revisit something that is, we think, of interest and critical, frankly. Patrick and I have done a couple of shows on this, but we've received many calls from you wanting some additional information or some clarification of some things we've talked about regarding advertising and marketing and websites. And we thought it warranted a revisit. So first, both Patrick and I have been at this for many, many years. We know what we're talking about, frankly. And what we will talk about can be implemented almost immediately at your facility. And that's it's very important for you to remember that. It is very important. Advertising and marketing is a critical component to the success of any business. And that is, you have to let your customers know. You have to let the world know that you exist. Today, advertising and marketing is more than using just local radio and local newspapers, and that's important. But first, before you pick what media to use, you need to identify your market and your customers, and you need to define what your message is. Figure out who you want to reach, and then use the right vehicle to reach them. For example, if you want to talk to seniors in your community about your facility, you wouldn't advertise on the local rock and roll radio station, would you? Of course not. Well, utilizing local cable television can be an excellent tool also, because you can better target market utilizing cable television. That is, you can reach a larger percentage of your potential customers in the most cost-effective manner possible, and your budget will help determine what you can and cannot do. And we can help with all the analysis. And I mentioned, to give you a good example of target marketing and the rock and roll radio station analogy earlier, with cable television, if you look at all of the cable channels that are available, like CNN and ESPN and Lifetime and TNT and all of the other channels, they have a particular demographic audience that is watching. For example, ESPN is primarily the primary age is 18 to 49. That's the broad demographic group. Male, age 18 to 49. lifetime is primarily women 35 to 50. And on and on. MTV is young people, and all those demographics are available. And but the beauty of cable television, the local advertising on cable television, you can target your audience and you can target your market, the region, your area. Cable television has a particular area that it services. Your cable company serves a particular area. Your commercial will only be seen in that particular area. So if you want to reach your county, use cable television and reach the exact market that you are looking for. So, and I say all of that because what is important that you need to do is do an analysis of your market, what your intentions are, what you would like to have accomplished with your advertising dollar. You have to have a budget to do this now. This is not going to be cheap. It doesn't have to be expensive either. But in order to be viable in your community, there's competition out there. You need to consider yourself as a business. You're in the marketplace. If seniors and their family members are looking for a place that the senior member, the mom or dad, needs to go, they're going to look at a lot of different factors, and they're going to have to find out about you somewhere, right? How are they going to find out? How are they going to learn about what you can offer seniors at your facility? Well, that's what the analysis is going to be. We can help walk you through the process, and we can put together an advertising program, a marketing program, because this isn't a one-shot deal, remember. This is something that needs to be an ongoing venture for you. You need to do this regularly, consistently, and that, more importantly, with your messaging. Your message must be consistent. It must be the same in the newspaper, on radio, on cable television. It needs to be saying the same thing. You see commercials on television? And why do you see the same commercial over and over and over again ad nauseum? Why do you see that? Because it needs to be repeated over and over again. We are human beings. We need to be reminded over and over again about things. So you never know when you're going to need this particular service. And that's why you need to keep reminding people of what you can do. Now today, in today's marketplace, where local radio and newspapers are almost a thing of the past, frankly. Almost. Not quite. It'll be quite some time before that happens, of course. But today, more and more people, more and more companies are utilizing the Internet. They're going online to find information. You use there are many search engines available to you to utilize. And how do you get on a search engine? How do you get noticed by if someone is typing in their search on Google, for example, and they put in your town and senior care facility, that sort of thing, how are you going to be sure that that search engine is going to find you? Well, that's where Patrick DePaula comes in. Patrick has been doing this for a number of years and has developed the ability to make sure that if he is doing a website for you, he can do a website analysis for you. Take a look at your website and find out, and he's going to explain this in just a moment. But he can determine whether or not your website is viable, whether or not people are going to be able to find your website. Just having Joe Smith down in IT make a website for you and putting it up doesn't mean that people are going to, there's going to be a throng of people trying to find you and be at your doorstep. That's not the way it works. There's much that goes into putting a website together. There's a lot of things happening that must happen behind the scenes. And that's where the expertise comes in, and that's where Pat DePaula comes in, and he can make your website more viable for you. Patrick, with that long extended lead-in, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Scott. It's always a pleasure to be with you here on Tuesday afternoons on Go Seniors Radio Tuesdays. Scott, I wanted to talk about some of the intro that you gave there, some of the things that we've been getting a lot of calls about. And I wanted to also tell you about SLG Web Design. When we build websites, we're one of the very few companies that are certified by Google. And some of the calls that we've got, a lot of calls about, after a company's built a website, they hire an advertising agency and they don't know what they do, why they, and they're actually calling us up and asking us these questions. why don't they know or explain what they are doing, what they're paying for? Because I think that's it's a very important question when you're paying a lot of money to these advertising agencies to actually understand that where they're target marketing the actual their website. And they need to know if they're an advertising agency that's not only advertising your website but also cross-marketing your advertising needs. And with a consistent integrated cross-media campaign, it will return and generate a higher return on clicks to your website. And people will actually not only through radio and television and your Google or Yahoo or Bing searches, you're going to actually get more people to come to your website. And I always tell, I ask myself this question is, why are you hiring an advertising company which charges a ridiculous price to broker your advertising needs? At SLG Web Design, it only makes sense that the web designer and web developer implemented needed scripting on your website, which is tracking information that needs to be on your website to be searched by search engines like Google to find you on the web. Not only does this save you time, but it also saves you money after you've built a professionally built website, and then you go out and hire an advertising agency where they say they're going to market your company. We're going to do this for a budget of $12,000 to $20,000. But they're not giving them any statistics or any analytics on where and how many click-throughs, and it's a cost per click-through on different websites that they buy advertising space at. And we, like I said, are certified with Google to be an advertising company within our web design, web hosting, and web registrar umbrella. And not only to mention that, we're also a telephone company.
Patrick, could I intercede just for a second? Could you explain for a minute for folks, they may have heard the term click-through, but really not sure or understand what that really means. What does click-through mean?
That's when they click from another website, click an actual banner on a website, and you'll see them click to your website. And we'll be able to track that, and your advertising agency, which Google, like I said, Google and Yahoo, they get so many complaints about these advertising agencies giving them wrong statistics about how much they're and charging the actual customer for that cost per click. So when they click a banner wherever they're marketing at, then it goes directly to your website. And these statistics can be a little fuzzy. And how can you really trust that advertising agency to let you know that they're giving you good statistics on their click-throughs? And it's a cost per click because you're paying every time that person clicks on a banner or clicks on a picture that you want to be sent to your website. They can actually, you know, manipulate those figures or just tell you over the phone, which I've gotten many calls saying that, you know, they told me over their phone I got 900 clicks in 2 weeks, which is, you know, a very small amount. If you know what you're doing and how to implement this, the type of scripting on the back of the website and using keywords in your search engines, that we actually do that. We fine-tune that for people. And it's very important that they understand that advertising companies, they're out there just to make a profit. They're not really there to be able to implement the actual procedures of putting all the scripts. And that's scripting on the back end of the website that needs to be implemented so we can track, so they can track how many click-throughs have been provided to your website. And it's unfortunate that people have to go out and pay an advertising agency that has no web experience, and all they're doing is really just taking their money. And so we wanted to explain to them some of the reasons why they'd want to come with SLG Web Design and use our online marketing practices, because we are the web designer and web hosting companies. We have IT people that actually work in the company and actually provide these services for them, and they get good results. And Scott, in this economy, we've never witnessed a downturn in a digital economy. And this presents an opportunity as the economic slowdown is fueling online growth. Consumers are empowered. They have access through a variety of devices and are enabled by a wide penetration of the Internet and the tools it brings to research, investigate, share opinions, compare, and purchase. the turndown is going to increase the importance of digital technology in our lives because it helps us save money, time, and costly travel. Staying in, Scott, is the new going out. Over the past 5 years, the advertising industry landscape has changed dramatically, with online marketing spending experiencing explosive growth, while most other medias have maintained relative levels of spending with global online advertising spend growing overall. It is interesting to note that newspaper advertising revenue has been cannibalized by online media budgets. Why is it that online advertising has become so popular? There are several key factors, Scott, involved in determining which media is used in any marketing campaign. Consider the marketing objectives of your campaign. Is the campaign goal brand awareness, direct sales and acquisitions, or developing new markets? Also consider the production costs involved, the ability to effectively target and measure audiences, and the popularity with the consumers is very important. Online advertising has experienced massive growth as it provides businesses with the ability to reach large numbers of consumers at home or at abroad in an effective and measurable manner. And that's what SLG Web Design can do for them. We can actually effectively measure exactly who's coming to their website, how many click-throughs, where they were coming from. And it's something that, you know, it's a great opportunity for people to take, or businesses to take advantage of. Given the range of advertising options available by combining search display and video advertising supported with sophisticated reporting and tracking tools, gives you a large audience reach. Online advertising campaigns becomes a compelling concept for any business interested in developing a smart, scalable, and profitable business strategy. SLG Web Design can provide a consistent, integrated, cross-media marketing campaign, which will generate higher returns on your advertising budget. We can effectively develop a strategic marketing campaign for your business worldwide, regionally, or on a local scale. So we can target market, Scott, if you're in Butte, Montana, and you have a business there, we can strategically market your website within that area. So I think that it's very effective marketing, and we have very powerful tools to be able to see exactly where people are at in the United States or globally, and show them that their word is getting out there, and we're buying ad time for them. SLG can provide reports and analysis with deep data insight on a business's advertising performance. We can also design and can enhance insight to the success of any integrated media campaign. SLG can develop targeted relevance to particular keyword queries for your business. Hence, a business with tightly constructed marketing campaigns will generate much greater value. And, Scott, it's always so very important, remember, if you have a bad website or lack of content, this will reduce the value on your return on your online advertising. And some of the nice things, Scott, that we'll provide at SLG Web Design, not only talking about the advertising agencies, you know, we'll do the search engine optimization for them. That's called SEO. We have different types where we'll actually do search engine optimization tools and techniques such as keyword analysis, link popularity, meta tag generation, keyword optimization, page rank analysis, site link analysis, directory inclusions, and search engine submissions. We actually fine-tune content in order for search engines to index your site under the relevant keywords and key phrases. And this is where we'll do this on a weekly basis within your parameters of whatever your budget is, Scott. And, you know, as the more people, as, you know, you get higher volumes of click-throughs, the prices go down. At advertising agencies, they give you one price. They look at your budget, give you one price, and they don't give you any breaks. We do. The more click-throughs that an actual company gets, we lower the price for them. So I think that's nice, and it's based on everybody's budget that they've provided on the Internet and for their web services. You know, it's just, you know, this has been brought up to me, Scott, and I thought it was such a very important subject matter to talk about today, is because we're getting so many calls where they're paying an advertising agency after they've paid a web design company. The web design company basically just builds your website. They don't implement your advertising needs for you. They just build your site. They build you a nice site, and it needs to be, you know, something that, you know, in the first 4 seconds, if it's not eye-appealing to the actual consumer, they leave your website, site statistics have told us. So it has to, we actually build dynamic and eye-appealing websites for people. But it only, like I said, it only makes sense that, you know, your web design company actually implement these things for you. And I think it's very important not only to have, like I said before, you need a consistent integrated cross-media campaign which will generate a higher return, not only from television, radio. It'll also, many people see your website on your on TV, and they'll go to your website. But you have to have a good website up there and have an eye-appealing website. And this is something which, Scott, your specialty is finding the market for television and also radio advertising for our customers. And I think you do a great job in being able to open those markets up and let them know what's out there and explaining it to them, where we're seeing a lot of people, they're not getting anything explained to them. And, you know, we like to explain exactly what they need so they feel comfortable with us and they know that they're actually getting a good service provided to them. And, Scott, go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry for interrupting, but it made me think that what we try to do at Go Seniors is we provide senior care facilities a well-rounded advertising and marketing program, because we have a vested interest in that, and unlike most advertising agencies, we have a better understanding of your business. In other words, we have been working in the senior care provider business for many years. We know what you would like. We know what you want. We understand what you're trying to accomplish and what you do. So we know how important it is, and we know what sorts of messaging is important for you, and we therefore would be able to provide you and recommend to you the best media to use. And I particularly like, I mentioned cable television. The beauty of cable television is several things, but not the least of which, it's about as expensive as radio, local radio. But you get the visual component to that. You can show off your facility, show the nice grounds. Maybe you have a garden. Maybe the rooms look great. They're brightly lit and colorful and that sort of thing. You can present your facility utilizing television in a way that is so cost-effective and will provide your potential customers, your seniors and your family members, a better idea, get a better understanding of who you are and what you do. And in order to generate some sort of response, that's where the tie-in is with the website. And maybe, Pat, you could mention just, we've got about 6 minutes left. Let's say someone is listening and they have a website that's not generating any business. It's just up there, not doing a darn thing. Or if they're just beginning or they want to revamp their website, redo it, or build one, and they have someone to do it, somebody in the IT department or whoever, what are some questions that they could ask, or that so that they could determine whether or not that person is going to be able to provide them a viable website? What are some questions that you think you could come up with, that just a couple, three or four questions that would help them determine whether that's the right guy or woman to do the job for them?
So, Scott, I'd ask them, you know, what they're going to do for them. And this is a lot of questions that we've gotten. When they've hired these advertising agencies, what can they do, and why and they need to be have them explain exactly that you would want a printout sheet every week or every month on exactly how many click-throughs have gone through your website or have come to your website. And I think that's very important because you're the one out there, the businesses and the facilities are out there spending this money to be able to be, provide their a good advertising campaign, and they should be able to provide that to you and let you know what they're doing. They also have to go back, as the web advertising agency always has to work in conjunction with the web designer, because the web designer comes into the, in part because they have to do all the scripting on the back of the website. And if you're looking at a good web designer, they should know how to get you good organic results. That means you should be able to go up onto the internet when you search where everybody uses Google, and when you search certain keywords, you should be able to see your website come up number one. And we've done this many a times with different websites, and you and I know a good friend of ours that I built a website for that runs a has a weekly radio show. All you have to do is type in two words and Google Trapper John, and he's number one on the actual website. So that's just one, you know, side to it. Then you can actually get into paying for different ad spaces, and we will do that. And they need to have a good grasp on where their ads are going, where they're going to target market these ads. We'll let them know that. The advertising agencies really are reluctant to do that and give them that type of pertinent information. Are they target marketing the specific area or the geographical area of where the actual facility or business is located? They could be actually, like I said, in Butte, Montana, but they could be advertising on the whole East Coast, not the whole way down to Florida, which isn't their target market. So these are things that I think are important that an advertising or a business needs to know about an advertising agency. But I think it's also for them to know that they're also going to have to pay their web design company again to implement the information that the agency has provided and which they're not certified in. And, you know, Google, like I said, Google and most of the larger search engine companies, they get a lot of complaints about advertising agencies. That's why we wanted to bring this out today and you know, make this, you know, let people know exactly what's going on behind the scenes. They're taking your money, but you don't know where it's going to. So I think it's important you know where it goes to.
Well, one thing that you mentioned, I mentioned earlier about determining what sort of budget that a facility has to do this. One way that you can help enhance that budget, enhance the income to help you generate a good website, is to provide some advertising opportunities on your website. And you can do that. One of the ways you can do that is by going to your vendors, people who provide you services, products, companies that you associate with, and ask them to place an ad on your website. That can help generate some revenue for you, ongoing revenue for you. And it doesn't have to be cheesy. It doesn't have to be very blatant and gaudy. That's what Patrick's job is. That's what he does for many companies and businesses, makes very good professional websites. And that's something that is well received, and it's very commonplace these days to incorporate that sort of advertising and marketing within a website. So what we'd like to do, we've got about a minute remaining in the program. I'd like Patrick to say, if you'd like a conversation, no obligation, just a follow-up, and like a discussion with Patrick or myself to discuss what we may or may not be able to do for you, and what the process is by which we can work together. We're more than willing and able to sit down with you. But, Patrick, what's the best way for folks? Give them some contact information that they can follow up.
Scott, they can contact us at 1-866-374-9643. And if they want to contact you, all they have to do is press 502, and my extension is 520. And we can sit down and find out exactly what their needs are, and we'll take the time with them and let them know exactly what they need. So that 1-800 number is 1-866-374-9643. That's a toll-free number. and we'll be able to talk to them. They can also go to www.slg123.com to find out more information about everything that we do. We also have telephone services. So we'll take the time and talk to them and explain to them everything and walk them through their budget and be able to explain everything that we're going to be able to provide to them.
Well, very good. We've got a few exciting things right around the corner on this very program, so stay tuned. Join us next Tuesday for some very good information and an announcement. We think we have a good partnership up and coming, so we'll talk about that next Tuesday. We want to thank you for listening. I'm Scott Lowe. He's Patrick DiPaolo. We hope you know who you are. You have a great book. You're listening to Go Seniors Radio Tuesdays. Bye-bye.
In every hallway, every patient room, in every department, Westchester Medical Center is transforming healthcare. We're making groundbreaking investments across every area, from the latest technology and life-saving procedures to nationally recognized doctors, nurses, and staff. That's why we've become the region's premier destination for advanced care. And that's why we'll never stop transforming, so we'll be ready for when you need us the most.
With the resurgence of H1N1, it's important to follow the CDC guidelines to help protect your family. Remember to wash your hands, and to prevent the spread of influenza virus, it's important to keep surfaces clean by wiping them down with a household disinfectant according to directions on the product label. You can trust Lysol because products like Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfecting spray are proven to kill the H1N1 virus.
Hi, Scott Lowe here, reminding you that all of our radio shows are archived on www.goseniors.net. You can listen anytime to our monthly Go Seniors radio show or our weekly Go Seniors Radio Tuesday show. You can also see what the subject matter is for each program, too. So put us in your favorites column, www.goseniors.net.